Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. There are no major incidents. Just watch for construction on I-35 northbound in both directions near K-96. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning and happy Friday. The heat is on today, partly cloudy, a gusty south breeze and a high of 94, which would be a new record high. A couple of storms this evening, then mostly clear, breezy and mild, overnight low 68. Mostly sunny, windy and hot on Saturday. 93 would also be a record high. Low 90s on Sunday with a chance of evening storms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
The American Football Coaches Association Board expected to release its decision to support a 2014 college football playoff. Now, this is just like March Madness. We didn't ask for it. We're going to get it. I don't want 2014 playoff. We just got to 12. You want to do 14 or 16? Okay. Now we're going to 24. Well, how long are we going to be at 24? In last year's final AP Top 25, Iowa was ranked 17th with four losses. USC and Michigan, they were ranked 20th and 21st with four losses. So we're going to have teams with four losses. And of course the coaches are going to be in favor of this. Well, I made the playoffs. Well, you keep your job there, Jimmy.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wichita's official radio voice of the NFL. This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get you ready for the weekend with some HTO. We'll get you one for free right now. It's a text to win contest. You can enter by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. It's hot out there, so try to win a free tea right now. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. It'll get you a free iced tea at either Wichita, East or West location, or in Derby. More than 26 flavors to choose from. Good luck, everybody. We come back in. The fun of football, TJ, is over, because now we get to talk about the Royals. Swept on the road against the White Sox.
Mm.
Starting pitching is falling apart here.
Not good.
I'm a little concerned. All of a sudden, you know, we start the week, game and a half back, feeling good. All of a sudden, now they are in last place in the AL Central, 4.5 games back. And the wheels do feel a little fall-off-y right now. You've got Waka, who you hope dearly can be your stopper tonight. But then after that, you go into this weekend series against the Cardinals and you're running out Noah Cameron and Stephen Kolek? Yikes. Yikes. Now, the Cardinals, you're not facing anybody that it like lights out here. Three righties, so at least Jack Caglione can play. That's handy.
I'm just got another, stat. Annie Rogers post out last night. Last eight games for the Royals starting pitchers, how many quality starts? What do you think?
In eight games.
Don't look at the scores. Off the top of the head.
Waka's going tonight, so he would have only pitched in one of those games, so there's one. I think Bubich had a good one in there too. I'm going to say two.
Nope, one. And he was Walker's. You're right. Yeah. He went like seven scoreless. That's the only quality start that they've had in the last eight games. And this, like, how – it's so insane. They win five – it's literally last year. They win five games and then lose six of eight. Like, how does that happen?
Well, you know, it's easy, and Rick says the same thing. It's the exact same team as last year. Can scare you a bit, but not a playoff team. I don't think it's the exact same team as last year in some ways. The roster does look similar. But I think we should be projecting growth from a player like Jack Caglione. But now, Q is doing everything he can to get in Jack Caglione's head. Like, everything you can do to a young player that you wouldn't want to do, that's what they're doing right now to Jack Caglione. Could you imagine how frustrating it must be right now for Jack Caglione to be a platoon player, which is what he is?
On a bad team.
On a bad team that needs something, and you can't help him? Like, it's outrageous what they are doing with him, in my opinion.
I know.
And it's not the exact same team in a negative way, because there was no way this rotation was going to be able to follow up what it had done the last 2 years. No chance. And we knew that.
You want to know the part that drives me the most nuts is last night watching the broadcast after the game, you know, Joel Goldberg doing Royals post game with Jeremy Guthrie. The first thing that they talk about is that, man, this team just can't seem to get it figured out versus left-handed pitching. I'm like, well, golly, they try. They try every time that damn lineup comes out against a left-handed pitcher, and it still doesn't work. Like, just who cares at that point, right? Just put the guys out there.
What is the worst thing that could happen this season? Like, what is the worst possible scenario to you? Because to me, it's not just that you have a bad year, right? That's always been a possible scenario. That's not the worst possible scenario. The worst possible scenario is you have a bad year and you have further delayed the development of your good young players. Yeah. That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it is.
Because even if you have a bad year and Cags has a year to come back, then next year, you're like, okay, all right. Like, we've got the – like, now he's ready to hit five hole for us every night.
I'm with you. Like, yeah. I mean, it's – yeah, it's bad. I don't really know what to do about it either. I don't think they know either, because it's not even – it's not even just a Cags conversation. No, like,
but that's a symptom of the overall problem.
Yes, it is. But, like, it's not even so much of, like, Cags development. Like, watching last night, like, that broadcast last night, like, just watch the final – 20 minutes of the game and the post game show is the perfect, you know, iceberg of everything the Royal season has been. So, like, they get the final out and they cut to the dugout and Salvi's in full catcher's gear, just staring into the heavens. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on? Like, pissed. He was mad about it. And then he talked about it after the game and, like, didn't hold back. He's like, it's not good. Like, this is not good. Like, we've got to figure something out. Like, this is bad. Like, and talking about himself is that, like, I've been just awful and I've got to figure it out. And all the, and like, it's not just Cags, like, development wise, you know, it's Cags and Jensen, I guess. But in terms of the whole roster, like, when you're pressing, it's obvious. Like, it's baseball. If you're pressing, you're not going to be good. And they're pressing really hard. And I think that there is something to be said, you know, not to grasp at straws and things like that, but, like, man, if you are the whoever you want to say, Kyle Isbells of the world, or the guys that don't play every day, and you get put back in there, and it's like, oh, I better hit today, or I'm not going to play tomorrow, right? And then you just press even harder, and then whenever you do play, and you're Lane Thomas or Starling Marte, like, all right, this is the second time I've played in the last week, and we need to win bad. And it's on my shoulders because Jack Caglione is sitting the bench behind me now. And it just spirals worse and worse.
It is. And look, we were three games ago, we felt like the Royals were on top of the world.
I know.
So I don't think you could, you can't overreact. The bullpen gave them three scoreless innings last night before Ursig came in and gave up a run that didn't matter. You get to these points and it's like, there are good things still happening. My biggest concern is the concern that I've been trying to wave the flag on all offseason. I don't think their starting pitching is going to hold up. So was that okay? Well, it was okay when their bullpen projected to be really, really good and the offense you thought we'd see growth out of. If those things aren't happening, they're starting pitching, guys, like it's not going to be as good. What else do we need to see? Lugo broke down last year. He's a year older now. Okay, Bubic is coming off serious injury. How good is Bubic? They should have traded him last year. I'll never change my mind on that. They should have traded him last year. Not that he's not good, but like to not have taken advantage of that high was the wrong thing to do. Yeah. So now you're sitting there, you do feel great about Waka. And I think Lugo probably half the time will still be really good. Reagans is hurt. Estevez is hurt. You've got an all-star caliber starter and the saves leader last year hurt. There's also a bit of realism that needs to come into play here. They're missing two all-star caliber players in an already thin spot. And so, yeah, I get it for everybody that's like, yeah, they're just not going to be good enough. That's totally possible. But they have been lucky so far that they're still right there. Yep. And are they good enough to go win some games? Of course they are.
It feels like to me, the best way to put it is that, like, are they good enough to do it? Yes. But, like, I think of what they've shown us is that they're going to climb uphill the entire way to get there. Like,
they're going to have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, literally speaking of the standings of having to climb uphill to get there. But, like, even where it stands right now, like, we talked about the new season and everything like that. Like, they're going to be – they're never going to – I'll even put it out and say, like, they're never going to be more than – 6 games above or below 500 the entire way.
I mean, they're 6 games under 500 right now. So okay,
maybe a bigger number. Maybe 10.
Ten. That's
okay. They're never going to be 6 games over 500. They could be 6 games below 500.
This there is a better chance to me that this unravels and goes way south than they end up 10 games over 500.
No.
But that doesn't mean like on May 15th, I'm like waving the white flag on a baseball season. It's not what that means at all. There are a lot of little symptoms here where you could see this spiral out of control real fast, real fast. That's what scares me. Don't do that, right? Don't let that happen because it could. At least don't let it happen until much later in the year. Here's the other elephant in the room. This is kind of what they have organization-wide. They don't have, like, they've called them all up. Yep. There's not much down there right now. The Royals farm system is not good. Mm-hmm. So you're really leaning into this group it done. They have ownership, and they deserve a lot of credit for it, has invested a ton of money in this pitching staff. Ton. And it's thin ice. And if Reagans isn't there, obviously we're seeing how important his spot is for this team. But it's like you've invested a ton of money in it. A ton of money in it. You've invested a ton of money in the lineup now with Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. They're doing everything they can. So I don't want to like be overly aggressive in like the failures of the organization because I don't think that's the case at all. Have they missed a few little things here and there? Yes. I'm not particularly fond of the last two managers. Quatraro, I want to like. Matheny, I could never really figure it out. Quatraro, I can figure it out and I can see it at times, but now I think we're to the point where he could be doing harm long term with the Rays style or that small, like, you know, like sometimes you can ignore the splits, I think. But he's desperate to win games, so I get it. To Jalen Thompson's point every week, like they're trying to win every game they play.
Yeah.
But to me, that just screams of you're pressing, to your point earlier. Now you're always pressing. Okay, Marte, here's your lefty. Get in there and save us. You know, get in there and drive in some runs.
There's part of that, definitely. So I don't know. I think that like I don't know what to say to that comment. I think that like Quatraro took him to the playoffs. the first year he was there. Second year, first year he was there, right? Yeah, first year he was there.
Mm-hmm.
What worked? How did that happen?
Look at his overall win-loss record.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, how did they get to the playoffs?
This worked. This worked. The same thing worked. They had these pitchers were better, is what was different. You know, these pitchers who were within Waka and Lugo's case, not that Waka's still not great, they were 2 years younger than they are now. Sure. Reagan's came over in that trade and was lightning in a bottle. Like that, they were electric. Do you remember how bad the bullpen was that year? It was awful. It was when we 24? Started the year with James MacArthur, at closer. It was like, holy smokes, their bullpen's bad. They go make those two trades. Both those guys are, you know, one of them was Urcig, which was, he's been electric. And the other, Harvey, never could get away from his injury, unfortunately. So, like, again, like, holistically as an organization, I look at it and I say the last 3 years have been successful. Yep. And I think Quatraro deserves credit for that. I think Piccolo deserves credit for that. I certainly think John Sherman deserves credit for that. So I don't want to like pull that away from him. But this year, it's not like it's not working. And I'm not sure that. Well, I mean, we just saw like what can change. Decisions can change. The button pushing is not working this year. And the roster is banged up and maybe not deep enough. And if this pitching rotation keeps, I mean, they gave up 18 runs in that series to the White Sox. Oh, oof. Like, that's bad. And two of them were Lugo and Bubich. So what's going to happen with Kolek and Cameron now?
I know.
Like, that's your rotation. That's where it feels like it's not going to happen to me, is because I haven't, what are these starters going to do for you? If Lugo can't return to what he was and Reagan's hurt, ain't happening. Not happening. Those two guys have got to be good. Or this won't, I mean, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Noah Cameron was a great story last year. Steven Kolek is a nice player, probably long term. But that ain't good enough to make the playoffs. It's not.
I don't know what
to do. Unless you can score 6-7 runs a game, which is probably why Salvi is frustrated.
Okay. They drop the series against the Cardinals. Is it over?
No, it's May.
Are they back or are they over? It's over.
See, maybe they sweep the series against the Cardinals. Then they're only, you know, 2.5 games back in the division on Monday. Could happen. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-497-8091. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-497-8091. That's 800-497-8091. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. Even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. Or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It's so peaceful sitting out here after a long day.
This deck was a great idea, honey.
Hey neighbors, your new deck is beautiful. My wife is asking who installed it.
The professionals at Allstate's Home Improvement. They made it easy, and we love having this new space to relax and unwind. You can call them at 316-444-1220 or check them out online at allstateshomeimprovement.com.
I didn't know they did decks. They replaced my roof and siding. I'm going to call Allstate's Home Improvement and get an estimate on a deck today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.